Right now, come along.
You're doing the talking, by the way.
Yes, quite
so. Give me a streetwise. You do not have outsider penalties because you are native to England.
Five.
Okay, you seem like a respectable gentleman. Yeah, you know, those kids, yeah, they did used to run together. They used to be friends. But it was more like a group of six of them, but only three of them have died so far.
It's been 5 days since the full moon thingy?
Yeah.
So theoretically, three have died out of the six, right?
Yeah.
So one every other day.
Maybe they're done. Like, three of them decided to band together against the other three or something.
Or two of them decided to band together against the,
Yeah, it's possible.
So
we should look into the rest of them regardless. So I guess I'll begin asking around about the other three.
Okay.
Or attempt to locate them, maybe.
That's a streetwise.
I guess I'll ask around about them first and then try to locate them.
Sure thing.
Ascertaining some information. Five.
Five. Okay. One of them is now... One of them is named William. He was last seen to have gone... He last was seen going to London. He left for London about 2 years ago.
Okay.
One of them to join the Cloth.
Okay.
One of them is Sarah Lee O'Donnell. She's married with children at this point. And the last one is Catherine. She's become the town whore.
She's the town bicycle.
No, she takes money. She's literally the town whore.
Oh. Okay. So what was it? Marianne and...
Sarah Lee.
Sarah Lee, whatever.
William. Catherine.
Catherine. Sarah Lee, Catherine.
Was he had the religious guy we killed?
Archibald.
Not William.
And even if it was, there's no guarantee it was this William, because William is a common name.
Yeah. Alright, well, we'll ask around about each of them first. Do we get any information other than their name, and one's married and one is...
Not with a single success.
Okay. What do you think? Should we try to find some more information, or?
If you're asking around about Catherine, you might get different penalties. Have you heard of Catherine the whore? Yeah, do you happen to know where she is? Looks at the two men.
Never hurts to have more information in this line of work.
All right. We'll ask around about Sarah Lee first, then.
All right.
Let's see if that leads us anywhere. That's a four.
Four. She and her husband and their six children make their home out on the moors. They've got a cottage outside of town.
I see.
But it is out in the moors, so you do have to be careful not to slip into anything.
All right. And without talking to anyone, I will try and find where we can find Catherine.
That's not going to work.
Darn.
Because you're asking for her in the mornings.
Oh, that's true.
He's probably still asleep or with some John.
How far out is their house in the moors?
About no more than 2 miles.
Okay, so we could walk it in like half an hour?
You could walk there.
Or less.
Why don't we ask around about
the priest first?
The priest? Okay.
Can't hurt to have more information. I mean, he could have come back. No,
I suppose. It's possible. It's five.
Five?
About William.
He went down to London, but yeah, he returns a lot, because his family's still here.
Huh. Well, where can we locate his family?
His family, are the ones
who... Stop dropping it.
Are the ones who own the, Sorry, I screwed that up.
He's an orphan.
Oh.
Sorry, wrong person.
All right. Cool.
but he comes back to visit the townies, most of, a lot of which know him by name.
I see. Does he have any, like, best friend, or are they all just kind of his friends in general?
He seems to spend a lot of time with the priest here.
Okay. Well, I suppose we can go find the priest. He should be close by.
Yeah, there's the church.
Yeah.
Vicar Gregor. He's a nice older gentleman. Yes.
Ah, hello, good sir. My name is Liam Whitman.
Pleasure to meet you, Vicar Gregor.
Joseph McDonald.
He's having a rather rough morning.
Just got in, couldn't really sleep in the carriage.
I know, those things. When I was younger, I could, but these old bones can't take carriage as much anymore.
We're here to ask about William.
William, oh, yes.
London recently.
2 years ago.
Fairly recently. Yes, he came back about 2 weeks ago. He's been staying, I don't know where he's been staying. But he's been around.
Ah, so he's here now, then?
Yes.
I see.
I'm terribly sorry about the grisly business. You've managed to come into town at a very bad time.
Yes, that's what we heard. We managed to meet one of the constables on our...
Oh, yes. Inn. The constables are fairly friendly. Well, at least one of them's fairly friendly. One of them's a little too friendly with one of the townies. And that detective is an abysmal man. Downright rude.
Is that so?
Downright.
Quite.
Hmm. Yes.
Indeed.
He can.
Sorry.
Which constable is it that's too friendly?
Constable Harper. Rumor has it. He kind of looks around and goes, he's taken a liking to Miss Young Catherine.
Is that so?
They've been acquainted several times.
Hmm. I've heard things about this Catherine.
The guy who saw me like a hawk and waved.
That's why he's so happy. He's getting some.
Yes, it's downright disgusting.
Yes. Terrible. Terrible.
Sinful.
Why?
Yes.
Indeed.
Well, I won't take up any more of your time.
Well, of course, if you need anything,
introduce ourselves.
House of God is, of course, always open.
Thank you very much. So you wouldn't know where to find this William. We had a
William. He'll be around eventually. You'll know some about town. Okay. He's got a very distinctive appearance.
Oh. Yes. What does he look like?
Very, red skin. It's some sort of skin condition.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, thank you, sir.
It's completely non-contagious, I promise you.
I hope so. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, wait, I am American, so that would probably justify where the first place my mind went with that statement is.
Yeah.
He's... What?
He's an Indian?
Why would that be contagious?
I infect you with my heritage.
My heritage has infected you. So,
technically, being an Indian is a skin condition.
In the same way that being Asian or Latino or just about anything.
Except for wax.
As we're walking out, since when is being Indian a skin condition?
Indian? What are you talking about?
Indians. Redskins.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where the feathers are.
I've never been to your backward country. And I hope to never be there.
Actually, Native Americans did visit Europe. There's actually one chief that actually threw his spear into the earth and said, "Nah, I own this place." That's awesome. I discovered it, therefore.
Headdresses.
That's how it worked for you guys, isn't it? Mine now.
This is all sounding more backward.
Oh, they are. Trust me. We've been trying to civilize them, but they just won't take.
Well, good for you.
It's so true.
They thought back then.
They sound like they need civilizing.
We apologize to them.
No, this is very appropriate. 1892, the two white people are planning on how to destroy other people's culture and make them white.
Well, obviously we're right. I mean, who's the majority here?
Of course.
Slowly we're becoming the minority.
Anywho.
Always we're slowly about it.
All right. 1892, racism runs high. Don't send me hate mail.
Okay. We apologize.
That's not my real view.
We might want to start adding disclaimers to the
Yes. Congratulations. You are listening to a role-playing game. We will attempt to role-play our characters, no matter how racist they may be.
Americans were never the most accepting of people.
They're still not.
You're not white?
Ew. Anyway, I assume he mentioned his skin was red. Like red, red.
You know, running across the guy in the center of the town, I was like,
I just saw the devil run through the town.
I told you he had a very distinctive appearance.
All right,
how about this? Tails.
Let's just see if we can't find this guy and we'll find out who's right.
Yes, indeed.
I suppose so. He wanted to chop into a violin.
Devil down in Georgia.
No, we cut down in Georgia.
Damn. I left my fiddle at home. Can't have a fiddle contest, Satan.
I have a violin. It's right here.
Need a fiddle.
What's a fiddle?
Anywho. So you're, basically after about 2 or 3 hours, you see he gets kind of frustrated and kind of basically heads off to the office with the mayor.
I guess I head back to the bed and breakfast.
Alright. You head back to the bed and breakfast. What have you been doing? What have you been doing this entire time?
What time is it?
Trying to find some.
It's now like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Indian herbal remedy for rashes?
Okay, I'm not asleep.
You know,
I suppose I'd just be keeping myself busy.
Do you think you can keep
with
the search up
the general area?
I suppose so. You should be well rested.
Seeing if there's anything I could help cover up my rashes.
Murderers.
They're back there trying various different things. They're like, this works for me, but your skin's kind of darker than mine.
I think I'm going to go take a nap. Wake me when you find something.
So you three will all arrive at about the same time.
I just kind of wave at those two and immediately go up to my room.
So what did you find?
Thud.
Anything?
The detective's an asshole. Wait, let's find out.
Yes, I had heard that.
Yes, I do mention
that. And one of the constables has the eyes of a hawk.
Oh.
I do need to get 6 hours of sleep before the thief will go away.
Okay. That must be Constable Harper. I hear he's friendly with one of the suspects. Catherine, that is. She's the town whore.
Well, don't go announcing it.
Ah, that's what the priest said.
as the two old people kind of turn to the floor.
I figure if a priest can say it, I can.
I can't correct you since the priest never actually outright called her a whore. He said it was disrespectful and atrocious what she was doing.
I wasn't there, so I can't correct her.
I'm slandering the priest.
And now the old people in town slowly begin to turn on the priest.
And how would he know?
Anyhow, the other two suspects are William. He has distinct red skin. And something Lee. Sarah Lee. She lives with her 6 kids and husband out in the moors, about 2 miles away.
Should we all split up and try to find these people?
I don't think we should split up if someone's going to go into a swamp. Storms can be quite dangerous.
Yes, well, perhaps we could find William's...
What's the worst you don't find? An alligator?
We don't have alligators.
Perhaps we could find William or...
We do have crocodiles.
Separately, but I wouldn't go out into the moor, though.
You're not going to find them in the swamp. I don't think there won't be much risk out there.
Apparently I did.
No, they can... Elephants are actually pretty good at cover. You wouldn't even realize it until they start charging you.
I don't think there are any elephants out in the moor. That would be an interesting session. Suddenly African animals are in Britain.
We've got
India.
Dan.
Hello.
Or Indian.
We've got Dan with us. He begins trying to throw
elephants
the bigger ones.
Elephants love water, so a swamp would be a perfect location for them. I suppose it is a little chilly up here, though.
Yeah.
A bit too cold for them.
Hmm? Anyhow, perhaps we could split up and meet William and Catherine separately, but I suggest we all move out together to the moor to meet Sarah Lee and her husband.
By the way, as you guys were rolling up, you noticed that there were plenty of farmland surrounding this area.
I was a farmer at one point.
Yeah, there's plenty of farms, despite all
the... And he was the only one awake.
That's my point to him.
And it's like, corn.
Ow.
Oh, wait, what would they grow up here?
Here, they're just now planting stuff, because it's March.
Okay.
You don't know what they're planting. And yes, all the fields did have scarecrows, if you're wondering that if the crazy lady wasn't... none of the fields have scarecrows. She's just that crazy.
Did any of them animate, pick up a scythe, and begin...
No, not really.
Or put up a straw, try and choke someone with a straw.
No, one may have, but I'm not sure if I was hallucinating.
You were very tired.
You actually haven't been sleeping for a week?
Well, we do a lot.
The hag, she haunts my nightmares.
So what do you ladies suggest? I think I should probably go and meet with William, and you two can go meet with Catherine.
I guess that works.
Okay, and who is this Catherine?
She...
Besides the title you gave her?
That's what I was told, anyhow. She's apparently also very friendly with Constable Harper.
So you want us to get... Okay.
He could probably lead you to her.
Very well, we will seek this Catherine out if need be.
Last time I seen...
Remember, she's a suspect in the murders.
She is.
The three I told you of, they're all suspects.
At least
in my book. They ran with the other three who were murdered. So... Logic tells us that they probably, were childhood friends, or some such.
Very well.
They're the only leads we have, anyhow.
You could always ask if there are people who have issues with those six, or had issues.
Well, who better to ask than their friends?
Very well. I suppose we can go speak with her for a brief moment.
Okay.
And then after we're done with that, we can all meet up and go out to the farm.
How about for lunch?
Yes, we can leave for lunch too.
Maybe.
Alright. You said it was 8 o'clock, right?
At this point, yeah, it's about 8 o'clock.
Okay, so I have to sleep until 2 before I can...
You're late for lunch!
Yeah, you succeed your vigor check? Okay, because you did drink a couple cups of coffee.
I see my vigor check, but I managed to purge my system with the caffeine in time to lay down.
It wasn't enough caffeine.
Let me put it this way. I'm used to stronger coffee. Weak-ass European anyway. Coffee. Got nothing right, on Spanish beans.
You two need to give me a streetwise, basically at -2. Your attempts to find Catherine.
The constable is easier to find.
Did you know your age? You got a 3 at least this time.
Are you speaking English?
I don't like Orientals!
Nothing. Alright. So you guys are kind of like, have you seen Catherine? They're like, no. I don't know anything about what you're talking about. I'm here with my wife.
We should go, honey.
Why would you ask the men?
Because the women wouldn't be any more helpful.
Well, they just
Catherine, what do you want with her?
Oh, that bitch.
It's on.
Well, let's just try again.
My 15, or your 15 does not compare, or my 9 does not compare to your 15.
Apparently you guys are like, have you seen Catherine? Oh, hi, my name's Catherine. You're talking to her. She fits the age profile. She's 26. You can see that she's fairly attractive, although she's very rural. She's kind of like, how can I help you two ladies? She right now she's, of course, wearing proper Victorian garb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, excuse us, but we were asked to speak with you on one of our fellow halves.
Too embarrassed to come himself?
I believe so. That would be the word.
Okay. I usually don't work until after about 6.
Okay, that's good to know. Good to know. But actually, we're here for something else.
Oh? She looks at you two skeptically.
Do you know anything about William?
What about William?
I heard that he has a skin condition.
Yes.
And actually hang out with him when you were younger?
Well, yes, we used to be friends, but then he got all holier than thou.
So what's to do with the skin condition?
It's some word I can't pronounce. Mm-hmm. Something medical.
Oh, what's the names of the people who were murdered?
I didn't look into them.
Gee, I hear all of your friends are dying.
Gee, thanks. Some detective you are.
Mention the murders. Gosh.
Yeah, that's great. So I heard some of your friends died.
No. Come on, it's town news. You can just say so
the murders.
How about the murders that happened in town recently? You're gonna have to mention them by name.
You're the bigger talking base, Doc.
Okay. Well, us and our fellow are rather concerned. Well, like you said, you usually work late, and with all that has been happening these last couple days, we're just curious, have you seen anything? Have you been alright?
Oh, yeah, I've been fine.
There's no sense motive, is there?
No.
There's notice.
That's about the only thing.
Yeah, but that all that really does is you notice that something is off. Ivan, you notice that something is off.
You mean exactly what we noticed without rolling?
Be right back.
I suppose I'll just say, William is quite concerned because of who all have been gone missing.
Well, I don't care about William.
Why not? He was a friend.
Was.
What was the name of the other one?
Sarah Lee.
You also were friends with Sarah Lee?
Was.
No longer a friend, either?
No.
Can you tell us what happened?
None of your business.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah.
It's obvious she does not want to talk about it.
Yeah, obviously.
It's kind of at this point, she's kind of like, I have to get going. You two ladies have a nice day.
Take care of yourself.
Not quite that little bit, but...
Well, I have a cup of tea for brunch.
You have biscuit? Oh, yes, and a scone. A scone.
A scone, yes.
It's not a biscuit, it's a scone.
I had a scone today. Well, a biscuit is a cookie.
Okay. Well, gathering
talk you around a little bit, you do indeed find William after a little while.
No cookie dust.
Basically, what you see is that he's got a severe case of psoriasis.
Ah.
The little red patchy stuff all over his skin. Hence why he's got the term of...
Right.
Red skin.
Well, I'll walk up to him. Good day, sir. My name is Liam.
Deacon. Deacon nice William.
Nice to meet you.
How can I help you today, my son?
Yes, well, I had wondered if you might know something about the recent troubles this town has had.
You mean murders?
Yes.
Yes, quite troublesome. My friends, you know.
Well, oh, really?
Used to be. We all had sort of a falling out.
Oh, how terrible.
Yes, well.
What happened?
Something we can't really talk about. It would be injurious to our reputation.
Oh, well, I perfectly understand. I won't cry.
You know what children do, and sometimes people might mistake it.
Of course.
So, why does it something
harmless, but apparently other people took it differently than I did.
Well,
I'm guessing they did something as children.
I won't cry.
It's manifest.
What did you do when you were a teenager?
I had also
I summoned demons.
I had also heard you were friends
only.
With
Oh, yes, good friend. I come back and visit her every Easter.
Ah, is that so?
Yeah.
I heard she was doing well.
Oh, yes, she's doing well. She's got six lovely children, and that man Brian she's with, heart of gold that man does, and works harder than any man I've ever seen.
Ah, well, it sounds lovely. We were thinking of going and paying him a visit, my associates and I.
Oh, well, he's very busy. It's you have to reserve days ahead of schedule if you're actually going to go talk to him.
Oh. Really?
He's very busy.
What does he do?
I think he's just a farmer.
Oh. Well, I suppose they do have busy lives.
Yeah, with six children.
Yes, six children, I would think.
That's not busy. I don't know what is.
Quite.
Yes.
I had also heard something about a Catherine.
I bet you have.
Yes, well, I had also heard she was friends. Childhood friends, of course.
We were childhood friends. If you don't mind me asking, who exactly are you? I have your name, but...
Oh, well, I'm from London. I'm... I had heard there was a few murders up here, and they were sending a constable and a couple of constables anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious, really, passing through.
This is where you run.
run! Passing through to where?
This is our destination.
You totally just failed.
Yeah, well, I can't lie. I have a code of honor, damn it.
Right.
Well, you just did.
Lie.
You said, "Well, we're just passing through."
Yeah. Well, okay, but that's a. Shut up.
Right. Well, I have to go meet with Deacon Greg or Vicar Gregor.
Ah, lovely chap. I met him on the way as well.
Yes, I bet you did.
Yeah, he let me know of you.
Oh, yes. Well.
Well,
may the Trinity watch over you?
Yes, and you as well.
The church again as the bad guy in this one.
Father Gregor.
You as well.
Yes, well. Quite. Yes.
Indeed.
Yes, indubitably. well, hold on, let's pause for a little bit since we've lost two of our players.
The constable, until he goes out on his job.
Yeah.
And with the elderly couple.
Okay, you hang out with the elderly couple. He had gone upstairs and crashed. Talked with William.
Yeah. I'll come back to the place for
lunch. With a slight look of dejection.
He was awfully suspicious of me.
I wonder why.
We need some sort of cover story.
Well, it's a little late now, don't you think?